You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So we got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Probably just spending time with family on Easter.
There it is. What else? Was there like a particular food or something else that goes along with that?
No, not really. Just it's nice to be together with everybody.
You know, it really is, isn't it? I spent all day with my family yesterday.
Spend all day with your family?
I think it was like 9 hours. It was 9 hours or something like that.
Nothing else. Exactly. Just hanging with family.
Listen,
Nicole, that's it. Huh?
Some people like their family, Dom.
I know. I like my family, too. But if it's family versus homemade garlic knots, I'm going with the garlic knots.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
all day long.
Have homemade garlic knots.
What did you eat, Nicole?
Just some ham and turkey. It was pretty basic.
Your basic Easter ham. Yep.
Well, I'm a little let down, Nicole.
Any mustards with that? Did you have any mustard? Like a stone ground mustard? That's my favorite mustard.
No, I think there was a glaze on the ham, but
oh, yeah.
That's about
okay.
It. Yeah.
No need for mustard then.
No.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. All right, listen, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us, Nicole?
Sure.
Okay, the letter is B as in basketball, B as in boy, boys in the morning. 10 seconds. Please give us five companies or brands that begin with the letter B. Companies or brands that start with a B, Nicole. Ready? And go!
Brahm, Balenciaga, Ben & Jerry's.
Good.
Nuts.
You know, along the Ben & Jerry's line, there's also Baskin Robbins.
And along your turkey line, Butterball.
Banana
right.
Republic.
Oh, man.
Listen, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you had a fun weekend with your family. You have a great day today, okay?
Thanks, you too.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's see if Stephanie turned her radio down. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
So, Stephanie, I gotta know, what was the, besides seeing my family, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh my gosh, probably watching my five-year-old play basketball.
Oh, that's good, Dom. You like that one?
No.
No, it
what
has
else
to do with
besides
kids.
That?
No family, no kids, I guess.
No family, no kids. Oh my gosh, I finally got rid of a stomach bug and was able to like eat.
Now we're talking.
No more explosive diarrhea, huh? You're like Kelsey Ballerini.
That was actually yes, no more of that.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's
Thank
a good
you.
Feeling. That's a good feeling.
It
when
is
you get
a good
back to
feeling.
Normal, it's a good feeling, Stephanie. See, I would put that above watching a five-year-old play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I guess that's true.
You know it's true.
Your here's toilet thanks you.
Here's the thing with the highlight of the weekend. People have been trained that if you don't mention your family, you're like a bad person. So
I think that does come off, especially as a mom. You got to always mention that first.
Yeah, but you don't have to on this show. You can talk about real life on this show, okay?
Awesome.
Where do you think you picked up the stomach bug?
Oh, my three-year-old. My three-year-old's, like, licking everything at preschool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So gross. Yeah, that's the age where their hands are still in their mouth all the time.
And all the time.
It's the worst. Yuck. I do not miss those days.
Yeah.
All right.
Stephanie, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to try.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're among friends. We're your friends.
And you're over the stomach
That's
bug,
true.
So nothing's going to leak out. So it'll be fine.
That's true. Yep. All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Everyone who's on hold, if Stephanie gets it, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Nobody hang up. Stephanie, 10 seconds. Oh, this might be too easy. 10 seconds based on the fact that it was just Easter. Five different ways to prepare eggs. Five ways you prepare eggs. Ready and go. No help from anybody. Ready and go.
Hard boil, scramble, over easy, boiled, over medium, over hard.
I think so.
She said hard-boiled and then boiled. That's the same
thing. Two different things. Because what you can crack one
can
and throw it into
boil.
The boil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two different things.
Yeah, yeah. Two different
all
things.
Day long, two yeah. different things.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, I got
There's
your back.
There's a soft-boiled and there is a hard-boiled.
There sure is.
There's a poached.
You got it.
Oh, I didn't do poached. You I got it.
You got scrambled in there, didn't you?
Oh, I got scrambled.
Yeah, first. You got it.
I'll
Yay! Excellent.
I told you it was a little too easy, but you know, that's all right.
All right. Good for you.
That's all right. Woohoo. Woohoo to you. Listen, I'm glad you feel better. Hold on, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I've been making jokes with my boys that I've got my boys in the car this morning, and we're listening to the boys in the morning. We've been having a good time.
You're surrounded by boys.
You got boys everywhere.
You got boys on your mind, Jess.
My God.
I like you. Or Steph. I guess you're Stephanie. You're not Jessica. Congrats.
Stephanie, hold on. Don't go away.
All right. Hold on.
No.
Jess is the next one, right?
Jessica did hold. At least she didn't hang up. Some Yay. People hung up. Jessica and Ryan stayed on the line because they're cool. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hello. All right. Highlight of
What's
your weekend.
Up? Oh, gosh. Just racing cars this weekend. So
racing
I don't have the whole family thing. They're kind of all over the place.
Tell us more about racing cars.
Racing cars?
Oh, just I belong to the Porsche Club here in Denver, and we, you know, do some savory and not so savory things. So we had a good time.
Good for you. I was part
this
of the
like...
the Denver Mustang Club for a long time, and I love those events where they go out and race and.
Jessica, so the beautiful fun. Thing is yeah. that Jeremy was in the Mustang Club and he didn't own a Mustang. I mean, it was just funny.
I had a Corvette.
It's just funny.
So yeah, the good guys, good men and women.
You weren't racing on.
Yeah, the qualification is just like you can have a model Mustang, so that's the good part. So.
Oh, okay. You weren't like racing on 225 or anything. You actually, this is a controlled area, right?
Well, one part of it is the drive home. Obviously, is a little bit different. We don't. We try not to get too out of control. We did get the finger from a state patrolman this weekend, so that was good. So,
like Wait the finger, minute. Finger, or just the pointer finger. Like I
the,
see you.
The index finger. Like, hey, we knock it off.
I see you.
What yeah, were exactly. you doing when they gave you the pointy finger? What exactly was it? Were you going at too much speed? Were you cutting in and out? What was going on?
No, just too much speed.
Okay,
so.
Man. Yeah.
Yep. But, I mean, it's hard. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
When you
it's
have that kind of car, hard. You want to goose it every now and then.
Yeah, and it was a straight stretch. Nobody was on the road.
How fast did you go?
Fun, so.
What are we talking?
I don't know. The guy's probably listening right now, and he probably knows exactly who I am. I have a car that stands out, so he probably knows exactly.
All right, you don't have to say how fast. What makes your car stand out? Is it hot pink?
No, it's a 911, a rare 911. So, yeah.
What's that worth?
I don't know. Retail $380.
$380,000?
You're driving a car that's almost $400,000?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? I'd be parking that way out in the parking lot at the grocery store.
I can think of six or seven.
So let's put it into perspective. It's a 2020, and it has 7,200 miles on it. So it doesn't get driven much.
But still, it's an almost $400,000 vehicle.
What's your insurance?
I mean,
I gotta know. What do you pay for insurance?
It just took a huge hike. It went from $4,800 a year to $7,200.
That is quite a bump.
Yeah.
What do your plates cost you on that when you buy it new?
I think I registered it in a different state, but it was still expensive. $3,100, I think, for a year.
So it's costing you like $10,000 a year just to insure it and plate it.
Yeah, you don't even think about it, though. You get in that car and you sit in it and you just think,
This is
what it's worth.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Hold it. Back up. How did you register it in another state? Don't you live in Colorado?
I have dual residency, so.
What's the other state?
California, the one we all love, right? If you mention that in a group around here, you usually get kicked out pretty quick.
Yeah, thanks.
I can't believe it would be cheaper to register anything in California.
It's not. It's not at all. It's just that it's... When you have dual residency, you're allowed to do, like, I think, two here, two there. It is not cheaper. But in the city of Denver, it's almost comparable for that car, believe it or not.
Yeah, I bet.
So it's really close. So, yep.
Okay, so now what do you do for a living to afford
that car?
Wait a
minute, I still want to go back. All right, go ahead and answer Jeremy's question.
I'm dying to know.
I fly airplanes. I'm an airline pilot.
She makes good bucks.
I'm a single airline pilot that doesn't, you know, never had a family, no kids, no nothing.
So that's all you do is just fly and work. And
what's the airspeed of those airliners you're flying? 550, 600 miles an hour?
Well, it depends. So it's Mach 0.78, which correlates to around, I don't know, 270 indicated airspeed on the aircraft. Your ground speed varies, obviously, with the wind and, you know, what you're flying in. So
roughly, average.
Average 480 to 520, I'd say.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So, 500 miles an hour. That's why she's got the need for speed.
You really do, don't you?
It's that Maverick thing, you know. When I was a little kid, I used to go to the air shows, and, you know, I saw all that stuff and, you know, envied it, and eventually just go and get it, you know.
Good for you.
I was raised extremely poor and just had a dream, and... You know,
understood.
You just show up one day and get
power
it done.
To you.
Just get her done. Yeah.
Did you buy that Porsche with cash?
I did not. No, I financed it. So
how much of the 380 did you finance?
I don't remember. I think it was 200. So
what are the payments
before,
on that?
You have to remember the interest rates were low back then.
Sure, you could get two of them.
It was normal.
Well, $200,000 loan amount for 5 years.
At what, like 2%?
Three? Yeah, it's a home payment. It's, you know, it's what
it's
most
a mortgage.
People pay for.
It absolutely is a mortgage on something that's completely like.
But so here's
losing
what
money.
Don't realize about that car, right? If you're lucky enough to get an order from Porsche on this car, I was given it by another Porsche owner, and she bought it, sold it to me, and that car retails for $380. If you Google it right now, just Google 911 GT2 RS 2020 with 7,200 miles on it, you will see
that too many numbers for me to
around.
Google that quickly. But go ahead.
Yeah, you'll see the retails. Yeah, they're right around $500,000-$600,000, depending on what you how you drove it, how you spec'd it. That's the other thing.
You can get a 2015 for $130,000.
Wait a minute,
GT3, not the RS.
What interest rate are you paying on your loan?
GT2. I honestly haven't even looked. I think it's probably right around 2%. It's with the credit union, so
2%.
Yeah.
0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds.
Yeah. It
so that shows.
Hesitate.
So $200,000 car payment over 5 years at 2%, Jeremy.
Oh,
is
no, 35. It's a 10-year loan.
Let me go back and change the term. Hold on. 10-year term. $1,840.27 a month.
And what'd I tell you? $1,800.
No, do the insurance on top of that, $7,000, and then plates for $3,000.
So that's $600 a month for insurance. That's about $2,440.
And then you said $3,000 for plates, roughly.
Yeah.
So that's what, $250 a month? Just about $2,700 a month.
Just to have that car. And it's losing money.
No, it's gaining. It's gaining money.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Those cars do appreciate. So
to a point.
These Porsches definitely appreciate. The GT2 RSs, they're all special order. You can't, you know, unless you resell it, you can't go to Porsche and order a GT2 RS.
So it's 3 years old now. So you think it's worth more now than when you bought it?
Oh, it's worth way more.
That one
way
would
more.
Be. Yeah, some cars are different like that.
Flip
but
it.
Let me ask you this. What else do you spend your money on besides your baby, your car?
Just vacationing and going out and having fun. And with
vacationing, you can fly free, so.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to get there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You've got a good life.
Yep.
I like your life, Jessica. I really
do. You got a banger of a life.
I'm appreciative of it. I'm very lucky. I don't know how I showed up here, but I got it.
The Porsche isn't yellow. Your car's not yellow, though, is it?
No, okay, no. Good. The original color was, it's not yellow.
What did you have it painted?
I'll hide. I did purple on mine.
Did you have it wrapped or painted?
Porsche. I did wrap it. I wrapped it.
All right.
To protect the paint.
The purple Porsche.
Really rough on
cute.
Yep. People see it in town and they automatically know. I mean, I'm sure the cop is probably listening right now and thinking,
I found her.
I'm going to be looking for you. I know that when I drive around, I'll wave, hey, it's Jessica in the purple Porsche.
That's right. Yeah. And then they try to run me off the road like everybody else.
She was probably trying to race you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does. I don't, even the Subarus.
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
The worst offenders are the Ford F-150s and Jeeps. I don't get it. But
the I always had, when I had my car, my sports cars, it was the F-250 guys, the Super Duty guys, who were always trying to race me.
Yeah,
and then they tailgate you, you know, because they're like so big, they're just on your butt the whole time.
Jessica's like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it gets to the point where it's just like, come on. And not only that, like one little scrape on that car can cost you $1,000. So it's not even worth it.
Yep.
So,
Yeah.
But,
well, I'm glad you had fun this weekend. Thank you for giving us the best highlight of the weekend, racing your $380,000 purple Porsche. I'm going to say that
really
wins for best. You're
a successful human,
the best
Jess.
Highlight.
Good for you.
You know, I hear it all the time, and I hear people call in and say their family. I had to offset it. Like, somebody's got to offset this at some point.
You won.
Say, listen, you know.
You didn't win the game, but you're winning the game of life, honestly.
That's exactly right.
You sure are.
It's about being happy, not about winning. So.
Are you happy today, Jessica?
Absolutely. The sun's shining. It's gorgeous weather. How could you not be happy today? This is gorgeous.
And you're not flying. You're home. You're off today, right?
I am, and I'm loving it. I love being at home and around grounded folks. So,
Well, you know what? It's been a delight talking to you. Thank you for opening up and sharing so much. It means the world to us, okay?
Yep. Sorry for spilling the beans, but here we go.
Yep, you're good. Thank you for that.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Good morning. Bye.
Bye.